first movement of Phat, P-F-H-A-T, by Giacinto Scelsi. Giacinto Scelsi, a very maverick, very idiosyncratic composer. He didn't even call himself a composer. He called himself a transmitter or a messenger of sounds that he said were already out there if the human mind and ear would only investigate them. He lived in Italy and elsewhere from 1905 to 1988, but he really only became known to the outside world just a few years before his death, when a world festival featured his music in Cologne in 1985. Phat is a work from 1974 for orchestra, organ, and, my producer Matt DeStefano, query notwithstanding, live human breathing, not a breathing machine. Eastern sounds created with Western instruments, what might later be thought of as electronic or artificially made microtonal sounds created with natural and naturally and well-tempered tuned instruments. These were among the many things that Giacinto Scelsi was interested in and replicated and created, and we'll be exploring a bit today on critical thinking. I'm your host and producer for these programs, Andrew Patner. I'm headed to Salzburg in a couple of weeks for the festival there, and while many people say, oh, you're going to hear a lot of Mozart, well, this year, much as I love Mozart, I'm happy to report that there's only going to be one Mozart opera at Salzburg, not because Mozart operas aren't terrific, but because last year the former administration sort of shot the bank account with 22 or however many operas they claimed Mozart had composed altogether. The new administration under Jürgen Flimm and Markus Hinterhauser has decided to trim back a bit on the Mozart and make a slow and steady return to that Salzburg native while focusing on and featuring other aspects that have made the festival of such great importance. And one of them will be the return of a serious examination of contemporary and modern music directed by Markus Hinterhauser, who's now the music director or concert director for the full festival, formerly the co-director of the great Zeitfluss series that took place under the watch of Hans Landesmann. This year, the focus is Kontinent Scelsi, and it's a great way of thinking about this mysterious, he wouldn't even allow himself to be photographed, he gave no interviews, he was an Italian noble who also had some Spanish nobility, he married an English woman who one day stopped speaking to him and didn't speak to him again for 41 years, perhaps, I guess, never again, considering that at some point they died. Their wedding reception was in Buckingham Palace. He studied with a student of Schoenberg, he studied with a student of Scriabin, and then he went his own way following travels to Nepal, to India, interests in theosophy, interests in other philosophy, and a spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental crisis that saw him institutionalized for 5 years during his 40s in the 1940s and 50s. A crisis he says he recovered from only by sitting at a piano and playing single notes over and over and over and analyzing them and listening to the sound build and decay and to every other aspect of those sounds. He created a world that in some ways Ligeti laid a groundwork for in a parallel fashion, Cerha, C-E-R-H-A, also to some extent, and one that little did he know, since he wasn't publishing or having his works performed, was also then being picked up in more contemporary times, in part because of the interest and confluence of East and West that has drawn so much attention and attracted so much energy in recent years. So it really is time for, if not a full-scale revival, at least a much greater acquaintance with the music of Giacinto Scelsi, S-C-E-L-S-I. I'm going to be playing music for you today that's from later in his career and that all of which is written for orchestra and in some cases orchestra and chorus. This is a project that was put together in the late 1980s, just around the time of Scelsi's death, by the Swiss composer, conductor, performer Jörg Wittenbach, a composer in a very, very different set of styles, but one of the great, great advocates of neglected 20th century and now 21st century music. Jörg Wittenbach did this recording for the Accord label out of France. It was done in Krakow in Poland with the orchestra and choir of the Polish radio and television of Krakow and the choir of the Krakow Philharmonic, and it was recorded in St. Catherine's Church in Krakow, as I said, in June of 1988. Let's hear the whole work, Fat, now. We heard that two-minute opening movement. I can tell you it's in four movements. They're all relatively brief, and if you think of them in some ways as inhalations and exhalations, it's a different way, perhaps, of thinking about music, but get into a comfortable chair or put a couple more pillows up behind your head in your reading section of your bed and just let this music sort of bathe over you. It's going to do that for about 9 minutes. That was Fahat, P-F-H-A-T, a 1974 piece by Giacinto Scelsi. You heard the very interesting orchestration, an orchestra without oboes and violins and only one viola, but five horns, four trombones, four tubas, a piano and organ, six percussions. Its subtitle, Un éclat et le ciel s'ouvrit, a flash and the sky opened. And you certainly heard that all happening there. We're going to jump back a bit in time to a breakthrough work from 1961 by Scelsi called Ion. Ion is a full orchestral work. It was his first major orchestral work after he had been doing experiments in the world of chamber music. He had abandoned the piano for a period because he couldn't get the microtones that he could get out of stringed instruments. This work is subtitled Four Episodes in One Day of the Life of the Brahma. And many regard this as Scelsi's equivalent of a Bruckner symphony. One critic and champion of Scelsi, Harry Halbreich, who played a great role in the 70s and 80s and 90s in bringing Scelsi's work back to wider attention, says this is the work that Bruckner would have written if Bruckner had lived into the 20th century. And I can go with that. It's in four movements, long, short, short, long. That's really all I want to say about it at this point, except that it runs just under 20 minutes. Ion, A-I-O-N, by Giacinto Scelsi, Jörg Wittenbach conducting. Thank you.
Thank you.
As you can hear in that music, Aion, A-I-O-N, of Giacinto Scelsi from 1961, written when he was in his mid-50s, recorded there by orchestra and chorus from Krakow and in Krakow in 1988 by Jörg Wittenbach, conductor and composer himself. Scelsi is looking for a way that we can relate to sound, that we can relate to a single sound, a single note, a single tone, and move ourselves around it or allow that tone to move around us. When I've played this music for people in the past, or I've played sections of it, people say, oh, those Tibetan monks, or, oh, that's from India, or, no, it isn't. It's from the mind of this very unusual Southern Italian who eventually, after his stay in the mental hospital, took an apartment or took a very old house. He had great resources right on the Forum, right over the Forum in Rome. And he said that Rome was the breaking point between East and West. It was the dividing line. And he said the dividing line in the world between East and West runs East and West in Rome. North of Rome is West. South of Rome is East. And that line, he said, runs right through the Forum Romano, right through my living room. So this was an idea of Mr. Scelsi of the worlds that he straddled. His interests philosophically and religiously were, as they are for many people concerned with or involved with Eastern religions, the idea of unity, the idea of oneness, the idea of calm, the idea of peace, the idea of a certain kind of eternity and union into the one or the one with God or the Godhead. And it's appropriate then that we close with another major work for chorus and orchestra, the chorus coming in only in the last movement and there only to offer the Sanskrit Om. You might remember also from the 60s, people such as Ginsberg, the Hare Krishnas, etc., popularizing the use of the Om as a part of meditation. The piece is called, I believe, Konx, K-O-N-X, which is Old Assyrian for peace. Konx, Om, Pax, P-A-X. Three different Eastern, Western views, words for the idea of peace. Again, we have a long meditative movement, a short, powerful movement, and then a long meditative movement building and coming back down, the whole thing lasting about 17, 18 minutes. Konx, Om, Pax, 1969, music by Giacinto Scelsi. recorded in Krakow in 1988. Interesting, isn't it, that that's after Solidarity but before the fall of communism in the East. Music that was not played at all until the mid-80s, recorded only in 1988 and only had its North American premiere in San Francisco through the offices of Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony, of course, in the 90s and the O's of our current decade, century, millennium. Music way ahead of its time, very much coming from its own place, but very much addressing, I think, today the interests and even the needs of listeners, if not of performers. Must be very hard to perform this kind of constantly held music. Konks Om Pax, 1969, of Giacinto Scelsi, Jörg Wittenbach, the conductor and organizer of this Accord, A-C-C-O-R-D, CD that came out of France in the late 1980s. I hope you've enjoyed this little walkthrough of music you probably have never heard before and won't otherwise hear. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you. I want to thank Matt DeStefano for making this program sound great. I'd like to thank our funders, Alphawood Foundation and Draupner LLC, a Chicago-based private equity firm. Let us know what you thought of Maestro Scelsi or anything else that we've played for you on these programs. Drop us a line at RENTAP, that's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll see you next week.